5, in 3, 2, 1. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. We're back with Life at its Finest. I'm Mary Arjun, your host, and I'm with the special guest today.
Adam Arjun.
Adam, how old are you?
I'm 12.
Great. I'm 14, turning 15 in August.
Mm-hmm.
Today we're going to be talking about our family and just some funny stories. And by the end, we're going to decide who is the least problematic child.
Yes.
Okay, do you want to start by explaining our family?
Sure. There is 6 people in our entire family, and we have 2 pets. Our pets are my gecko, Milo, and our dog, Charlie. And then there's also 4 kids, me, Mary, Lewis, and Calvin. And we have 2 parents, our mom and dad.
Chrissy and Kevon.
Yeah.
Okay, Charlie, let's start with him. He's a pretty good hunter, actually.
Yeah, he is.
Just like that one time when you had chickens, right?
Yeah, I did. We had them chickens 2 times. The second time, we tried to keep them over the winter, which we did not. But since they had like the chicken coop and everything, there was
you
rats.
You kept them, but then rats came and they nested in all the shavings that you kept in the bottom of the chicken coop because you kept on just building them up because you couldn't empty the shavings out because it was winter.
Correct.
So then rats came and lived in those and created tunnels through them and then would come up and eat the chicken feed.
So we were just basically wasting food because the chickens wouldn't eat it. And then eventually we butchered the chickens and ate them.
But all the feed was still going.
Yeah, so then we tried traps to get all the rats out. There were like 40 rats, and these were like humongous rats.
They 12 wasn't, inches.
Yeah, wasn't working too well. But so then we got our dog Charlie, and he came and like killed like 10 to 20 a day.
Yeah, I think it was closer to 20.
Yeah, but they were out in a week, which was really helpful.
Yeah, and he would go get them, shake them, drop them, and then go again. And get, like, I don't know, 10 in the span of, like, a minute.
No, yeah.
That's a little bit of an exaggeration. Probably more like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
He'd just go, and he'd dig in all those shavings and stuff. It was really helpful. He helps out the garden, too. That's where we, like, have our market garden.
CursefootGarden.ca. Check out our website.
That's not actually the website name.
Yeah, it is.
No, it isn't.
CursefootGarden.ca.
No, go ask Mom. I swear it's not that.
I think it is.
I'll put in the description what the actual website is.
Okay.
I'm going to search it up. You're going to search it up? Okay.
I'm searching it up.
And what is he? Oh, yeah. When we're at the garden, Charlie keeps all the mice away. And while he's also there, he, like, puts his scent down so that, coyotes and other, like, wild animals don't come close. Because otherwise, they would eat our veggies and also probably destroy some of the stuff that we have there.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think it'd be more dangerous, too, right?
It is Chris Wicker, and that's
here. Are you sure?
Yeah, literally, I just got to the website.
Okay, it is crowsfootgarden.ca. Fine, you're right.
Yeah, I'm always right.
All right. Okay. You're the one who got the chickens.
Okay.
And you're the one that was driving the ATV and flung me off the back of it.
Okay, but you should learn how to hold on a little tighter.
There's nowhere to hold on. We were driving around. We made a track around our garden. And it has a couple of jumps. And we were just coming over the jumps. And you have to go into this gravel patch. And Adam decided to drift around the corners. But I was on the back of this ATV. Keep in mind, this is a small ATV. And it's only meant for one person. So I was kind of like half off the back of it. But wanted to be on it still. And so
Mary was starting to fall off, so she fell off and she sort of pulled me down with her. And then after I fell off, the ATV started to go because it's automatic transmission, so there's no parking brake or neutral.
And there's no kill switch.
Yeah, there's also no kill switch. So it just kept on going in like third or second gear. And keep in mind, that's pretty fast. And it was heading straight for our garden and the shed. So we really would have gotten a lot of trouble if it hit the shed, and it also probably break the four-wheeler. But luckily, Calvin just turned the corner and caught the ATV.
Yeah, I think he heard us, like, scream. What did we yell?
I don't know.
Or no, we probably yelled his name. Calvin, go get it!
Yeah, it was...
It was going. It was fucking it. We got a couple big bruises. My hip was really bruised.
Yeah.
I went and it, like, crushed us a little bit and then got up and kept going.
Yeah, it sort of, like, went on its side and sort of, like, turned on its side and just let us go down, like, a bit gently and then went back up and then kept on going.
Yeah, it's kind of a little rough. Yeah. Not as bad. Actually, no, that one was not as bad as when Calvin lit his motorbike on fire. He was working in our grandpa's shop, which is pretty big. It's probably bigger than an average house. And he was working with, I think it was the fuel line.
Yeah,
he was working with a heat gun too, which is definitely not a good
thing. I think he was trying to connect the fuel line to the engine or carburetor. I don't know. It was one of those, but I don't know. I think it was one of those, but there is still leftover fuel in it, and he was trying to connect it. I think it was with some sort of hose clamp and heat gun. You had to melt it, but anyway, it caught on fire because the heat gun, the fuel and heat don't mix together, as you should probably know. It lit on fire, so Calvin threw the bike.
He was holding onto the bike, and he's really close to the fire, so his eyelashes and hair got cinched, and and then he was all, luckily it was winter and he was wearing his gloves, so then his gloves got completely melted, but at least he had gloves on so he could throw the bike outside the shed, and then he had to run back because the fire was still on the floor inside the shed, so he had to go put that out too, and then the bike was still on fire outside.
Yeah, so after we put it out inside, oh wait, no, before that, our mom and grandpa were walking down to the shed, and they thought we were just having a little campfire in front of the shed on gravel, which was not what was happening. The actual bike was on fire. So then Grandpa and Mom, once they realized that, they both sprinted down, and Grandpa, oh my gosh, he was like booking it. He was like marathon runner.
Well, yeah, because all of his tractors and all of his like special equipment, like I think his snowmobile was, yeah, two snowmobiles were in the shed too. Yeah, so there would have been a huge loss if that thing went up in flames. And, yeah, Charlie almost tripped Grandpa.
And then Mom almost fell over Grandpa.
Grandpa's really fast, though. He's still faster than Mom.
Yeah, we figured that out that day.
Yeah, he was definitely scared. That was funny, though. Well, before we had all the ATVs and, dirt bikes and, snowmobiles and all those things, before we could drive them anyway, we used to play on the trampoline there.
Yeah, yeah.
And what was it? We used to play, like, was it Froggy? Is that what we called it?
I think it was, like, some crocodile game. Maybe it might have been, like, Frog and Crocodile. I don't know. But our cousin, Sean, he would be the crocodile or whatever, and he'd sit in, like, on the pad of the trampoline. And when we were little, we'd go on the trampoline part.
Black part?
Yeah, and then we'd go on the pads of the trampoline covering the springs, and we'd try to get from one side to the other to the pads while he would try to grab us and tackle us. So it didn't end too well. We've got a couple bruises playing that game, definitely.
Yeah, and a fractured foot.
Yeah, lots of things.
That was a really good trampoline, though, because it was so old, so it was really stretched out.
It's kind of sketchy, though.
Yeah, the net isn't actually attached to it. At least it has pads, unlike ours.
Yeah, whenever ours, you fall.
We don't have a net or pad, so it's kind of just the frame and the trampoline part.
Yeah, but now it's not that bouncy anymore, though.
No, ours is bouncier than theirs, because theirs is too stretched out.
Yeah.
But you hurt your knee on ours, right?
Yeah, I dislocated my knee.
With some friends?
Yeah, but before that, I was playing soccer baseball with my school in, or no, just my class in school. And I was going to kick the ball, and I did my knee, or, like, busted it, I guess you could say. Not too bad, but it healed over a week. And I thought it was a good idea to go back on the trampoline after the week. So I went on, and we were playing this game where you kind of had to, like, tackle their feet, which was not a good idea at all, but I guess we played it.
There's no net and no pads at all on a trampoline.
So and I just busted my knee a week before, but and then I dislocated my knee. And
did Mom carry you off the trampoline?
Yeah, she did.
Oh, and then we had to go to our friends later that night.
And I was in pain the entire time.
Yeah, you were dying. I remember you, not screaming, but like crying when they had to pick you up.
Yeah, because it hurt so much.
Yeah, we slept over.
Yeah, I was at home. My bed, I couldn't move.
Immobile.
Yeah, disabled. But then we went to the doctor's the day before.
The ER?
Oh, yeah, we went to the ER, then they sent us to this other hospital. So I went through a whole bunch of different hospitals.
Other time when we had our friends over for a campfire, I think it was you and Louie.
And my one neighbor, one friend. Yeah,
and another other neighbor, not the same one. His name is Austin.
Yeah.
And they were making smoke bombs out of the vines on our fence. But within that normal vine that we planted there, there's also a poison ivy vine.
You did not know that was there.
Yeah, no one did. And so they were throwing poison ivy in the fire, and the fire creates smoke, and the smoke was going on their face.
So our faces got, like, the rash and bumps everywhere. Lewis's was the worst of all because his entire face was swollen, and he could barely see, like, barely.
Yeah, like, it was, like, his eyes were, like, a millimeter, and his face, like, doubled in size.
Yeah, and then our other friend, Austin, like, a week later after that, he didn't get it too bad, but they started to notice that he started having bumps all over his face and everything. It's not good.
Yeah, and then we had a trip planned that summer to drive to Newfoundland, which is, like, 2 weeks, I think,
mm-hmm.
and, but right before that, we had to take the
poison ivy
out of
so our mom went and ripped all of it out. It's all gone now, we think.
Well, we don't really go back there that much because they're really susceptible to it. Like,
yeah.
Once they get in, like,
I think, like,
or something.
Lewis is, like, has, like, a pretty big allergic reaction to it, even if he's near it. And then mom is the same now since she got all that poison ivy on her arms.
She pulled it out, and then her forearms were, like, covered from, like, your wrist all the way to your elbow, and maybe up a little bit further. They were, like, red and bumpy, but we had to sit in the car because we were driving. I mean, we all like sitting in the car. We enjoy driving our family, except for my mom. So we had to sit, and she was in, like, pain.
The entire time, really.
Yeah, we were planning on camping when we were driving up, like, every night. Instead, we went to hotels so that she could, like, sleep in a normal bed. And from the hotels there, she also got, like, ice from the ice machine. To, I think, cool it down because it felt like it was burning.
Yeah.
Yep. I heard that was a scary time. When we were up in Newfoundland.
Yeah, we went whale watching, and our little brother Lewis, he was the one that wanted to go whale watching, but I think he was like 5 or 6 at the time, so he fell asleep and he missed like all the whales. So, yeah, it didn't work out that well for him.
Oh, well. I remember it being, like, so cold, though, and feeling like I was gonna fall off the boat.
Yeah, they were going really fast, and it was really cold.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll do that again.
I mean, it was fun going up
maybe
there,
maybe in the summer. Wait, that was the summer.
Yeah, it was the summer.
It was just cold up there.
Yeah.
And, like, the hottest day, maybe. Well, okay, I think it's safe to say that I'm the, like, least problematic child.
Okay, yeah, I guess.
Like, out of all four of us, what's, like, the huge major event that might cause us to, like, hurt ourselves or do something?
The worst thing you probably did is just, like, broke your ankles. Or, like...
Yeah, I've done that, like, multiple times. But, yeah. Like, that's just self-inflicted. It doesn't really do anything to you.
Well, you actually, if anything, it was a benefit because then you got us that parking pass. And you can park in the wheelchair parking.
That's not why I have it.
Really?
No.
Oh.
Well, okay. Wait, you thought that's why I have it?
Yeah.
No, Adam.
Oh, I clearly do not know enough about my sister.
I know, you know nothing. Well, I'm the least problematic child.
Okay,
Until next time. Bye.
See you later.